Hello and welcome to Independence, the FIEC podcast. My name is Adrian Reynolds, the head of National Ministries, and I'm here today with two directors of Women's Ministry. Both have the same title, but slightly different jobs.
Yes.
Rachel, Director of Women's Ministry.
Yes.
Tell us what your job is.
So I am...
Oh, it's Director of Women's Ministry.
It's Director of Women's Ministry, but yes. I'm responsible for women in ministry. So kind of women who are on staff for churches, whether that's women's workers, youth workers, admin, pastoral, counsellors.
So fairly broadly.
Fairly broad, but people who are set aside as their church.
Great. Well, thank you for joining us. And Eleanor McGowan is here as well, also Director for Women's Ministry.
Yes.
I feel slightly an exalted company. Eleanor, you have a slightly different take on your ministry. Tell us what that involves.
Yes. So primarily I'm working with ministry wives. So Rachel and I, our roles overlap quite a bit, but we...
So very often the ministry wife will also be the person who's...
At times.
Some ministry wives are employed in the church and do a formal role, but many aren't, and their roles will be very varied depending on all sorts of factors.
Great. Well, thank you for joining us. You're also a member of our senior leadership team.
Yeah.
I want to say that as well. Now, we're here at the Hub Conference. You can probably, if you're watching, you can see it behind me. If you're not, if you're listening... Me doing that
doesn't tell you anything.
Doesn't really work on radio, does it? And we're here at the Hub Conference, which is a conference for those considering ministry. It's a bit smaller than it has been in previous years, but it's just a joy, isn't it, to spend people with people who are at that really critical stage. And perhaps we'll talk about that another time. But we're here today to talk about another conference, or a couple of conferences that are coming up in the springtime. Now, if you're a bloke listening, watching, do not switch off, right?
Absolutely not.
This is for you. So you might think, oh, I'm just going to pass the link along to my wife or to women's work in the church. This is for you. So we're talking about two conferences. They are called Thrive.
Yep.
That's on my left.
Yep.
And Ministry Wives.
Retreat.
Retreat on my right. They run kind of back to back. So in my mind, they, I often sort of think about them as one amorphous blob, but they are, they're two different conferences. And let's say who they're for, first of all, and then we'll go straight into why blokes should be listening to this.
Okay.
So Thrive, which goes first, runs on Monday to Wednesday.
It's for women in ministry.
It's for women in ministry.
Anyone who's been set apart by their church in a role, generally in a paid role in their church.
Right. Okay. Ministry Wives Retreat. I'm guessing that we can work this out, but tell us anyway, Eleanor.
Yes, obviously for ministry wives, they need to be.
Together.
They need to. Yes, they need to be either in an FIC church or married to a member of our FIC pastors network.
Okay, so that's the criteria.
Yeah.
Right. Now, we've just about kept the blokes for long enough. Now we need to tell them why this is really important for them. So let's talk about women serving in churches first of all. Why is a conference like this essential? Well, why is it essential that this is on the radar of a senior pastor, eldership, people like that? Why is it important that we put it on their radar?
I guess because they're the ones who can enable the women to be able to go. So often churches have, I guess, limited budgets in terms of what conferences are available for people. But actually having the senior leader encouraging the women to a conference or a retreat is part of their role and part of their job to ensure that they have that opportunity. So sometimes the woman will be able to ask and know that that's a conversation she can have, but actually oftentimes it's actually really encouraging if it's the pastor has heard of something and thought that would be useful for the woman.
And why so let me just play the dummy.
Yes.
Why this conference and not, let's say, a more generic conference that's attended by men and women? Why do I need to be taking special care of women and making sure that they can get along to something like this? What does it add, especially?
Well, I guess I would encourage people to have the opportunity to go to both if they could.
Okay, yep, yep. I'm going to interrupt you. I'm in charge. It's interesting, isn't it, that in lots of senior men's leaders' contracts, it will say you can attend two conferences, and yet the same generosity is not shown to women often who work in church. That's just unfair.
little
let's,
bit.
Let's call it what it is. It's not right, is it?
Yeah.
No. So they should be allowed to go to at least two conferences what the men are allowed to go to.
Yes.
And this could be one of them.
Yes. So this could be the second, another one of them. I think it's really helpful for women to be able to gather together with other women who do similar roles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
For example, if, say, the Leaders Conference was another opportunity, that's great to gather together with the men and the women. There is an opportunity for the women to meet each other, but actually it's harder to do that in a big group.
It's not quite the same.
It's not quite the same. No. And so having that extended, smaller focus times means you get to sit alongside women who do similar things to you to find out what ministry is like for them, to encourage them, to be encouraged by them, to share ministry ideas. Often, just by the nature of the role, it can feel a little bit isolating or sometimes lonely for women in their role. So hearing that other people have had the same joys, the struggles and the challenges as you just helps you to keep going. And so having that time, I think as well for women in ministry is they can often find they're often the one leading. They're often the one doing the teaching.
Lots of giving.
And so actually coming to a conference, which is they can sit and be fed. It might be the only time in the year that happens.
Especially really the church is going to be blessed by that. It's not just about blessing the individual. Although, let's be honest, that would be reason enough to do it. But actually the church's ministry will be blessed as well.
Because they'll come back hopefully refreshed by it, but often with ideas that they've heard from other places, which is going to benefit the church as well.
And Ellen, I guess it's a similar story, isn't it, for wives of those serving in ministry. But I guess it's more of a unique experience and being in that situation and therefore meeting other people who are equally in that situation too.
Yes, I mean, ministry wives aren't part of a staff team in the same sense as a woman in ministry who's employed would be. So for them to have time where they can relate one to another is really helpful. And it will benefit their husbands, and we believe it will benefit the church too, because if they're doing well personally and, you know, thriving in ministry, then that will be they'll be able to serve more effectively. And we design both of the retreats. We call them retreats as well as conferences, because we want there to be that real element of refreshment.
So they're not full on.
No.
20 seminars a day.
No.
There's time to relax. Laugh, cry, do all the things you need to do just to be built up in faith and ministry. And I used to think when I was in a smaller church, well, I'm still in a medium-sized church, but especially in a small to medium-sized church, I think the wives of those in ministry are sometimes the most neglected people in the church. People assume everything's all right with them because they're in the manse or whatever, but actually they're very often out with the kids doing the creche or the Sunday school, not getting the inputs from other people, having to bear a lot of the criticism that perhaps is indirectly passed on through them to a husband. So it's quite a lonely place to be, can't
yeah
it?
There are definite distinct pressures that come with being a ministry wife, as well as many blessings. And we try to reflect and give space for both of those. So it's not, you know, just sharing the woes, if there are woes, but it's actually being able to encourage one another and to really spur one another on, really.
Now, here's a slightly awkward question. It's not awkward for you. It might be awkward for those listening, because actually, if there's someone in our job, we have got a women's worker, although she's married to me, so it's slightly awkward. But if you've got a women's worker in church, you as the pastor or one of the leaders or member of the staff team, perhaps can be saying, you know, we really need to invest in this. Perhaps they're convicted by, you know, we're not providing as much input for women's work as we should be. That's kind of an easier sell, if you like. Churches need to take that step. And churches do need to do that. If it's your wife, it's a bit more awkward going to the elders and saying, you need to send my wife on this conference. She's not paid by the church. She's not employed by the church. So it just seems to me that's a harder sell. So let's help people who are listening. Let's make the case for why it's really important to invest in women working, women serving the church, whether that's formally, as in Rachel's been describing, or as perhaps informally, if they're married to the minister. How do we make that case, Eleanor?
Well, I think we want
need to, don't we?
We do need to. And I think we want to, if we're talking about volunteers, then we would want to support any volunteer in their role in the church. So if there was a conference for Sunday school teachers, we would want to support them to go on that conference. Yep. Yep. This is a retreat conference designed especially for ministry wives. So we would want that support to be given for a number of different reasons, because if your ministry wife is not being invested in, then that will have a knock-on effect on your pastor or ministry leader in the church. It will affect them individually, but it'll have ripple effects to the whole church. Yeah. So it is an investment worth making. It's an investment worth making in spiritual terms, very much because we want them to be able to grow in their faith.
I think it's morally right, personally. Yeah. I just think it's the right thing to do. And when I was running Wives Conferences at Prop Trust a few years ago now, we once did a survey and asked people how many of you paid for yourself and how many of your churches paid for you. And it was about 20% of churches that paid for spouses to come rather than people who are paying for themselves, which I just thought was shocking, really. Mm. That churches weren't willing to invest really in all those who are serving the churches in different ways. Mm. So these are good things to come to, right? You can see I'm for them. Mm. I think they're really good. Mm. If anybody's got a problem with that, you just write in and I'll have a word with you. So seriously, do think about making the space. It's not just about the cost, is it? It's about making the space as well. Mm. Especially if perhaps you've got a young family and
busy ministry, other commitments. Sense, knowing that you can take that time away from the Bible study, the tots group, whatever ministry is happening on those couple of days, knowing that you have the freedom and that the church will support you doing that.
And if you're part time, let's say you work a day and a half a week, maybe two weeks work, you're taking away from the church, but it's a really good investment and worth giving time to. So when is it? Who's going to answer that question? I don't know the answer, so you're going to have to help me.
So Thrive is the 29th of April to the 1st of May.
So that's a Monday through to Wednesday lunchtime.
Yes, and then Ministry Wives starts on the 1st of May, 2 hours later after we say bye-bye to the women in ministry.
So you get a two-hour break.
We do, yeah.
Do you go and sleep in that break?
No, we have little jobs to do to welcome Ministry Wives. So Ministry Wives is from the 1st of May to Wednesday the 1st of May to Friday the 3rd of May.
Okay, and where is it?
It's at the Hayes, isn't it, Rachel, where we were last year?
Yeah.
The Hayes Conference in Derbyshire.
Okay, so Swanwick in Derbyshire, just off the M1, very easy to get to.
Even easy to get to from Scotland.
Is it?
Yeah.
Brilliant. So geography should not be an issue. Perhaps you've got someone in church, or even if you're listening, you're thinking, I'm coming for the first time, a little bit anxious about that. Mm. You know, it's odd going to a conference, especially a more retreaty kind of conference. Mm. Where perhaps you're not just receiving information, but you're sharing and stuff. Mm. What's that like for a first timer? Are the things particularly you do for people who are there for the first time?
Well, we have small groups, don't we? So we have groups where they can get to know a smaller number of women.
Right.
The conferences aren't massive, so we're not talking huge numbers. But that means that you can form those relationships.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Many come on their own. And not knowing anybody else.
So you wouldn't be alone.
You wouldn't be alone. No.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And the $1 million question, well, it's not $1 million, I hope.
No, it's not $1 million.
It's what we meant to say is it's worth $1 million, Georgia. That's a bit cheesy, isn't it? But it is. How much does it cost?
So Thrive is £248.
It's cheap at the price.
Yes.
Yep.
And Ministry Wives Retreat is £238. Now, there is a reason for that, because Thrive have an extra meal.
Okay,
so it's a little bit longer.
£10 buys you an extra meal. Yep.
Buys you a lovely lunch.
I thought
lunch.
You were going to say there's sort of whiskey provided in the first week or something. Or,
there's tea and coffee on tap all the way through.
There is a bar.
Yeah, there is a bar.
So you do want to have that whiskey, but that's a complete distraction there. So this is you can tell I'm really enthusiastic about this. It's a really important thing, isn't it, for churches to get behind? And it doesn't matter whether you're a smaller church, medium, larger sized church. The need to invest in those who are serving is still really important. Across the board, actually, these are two particular conferences we put on. But actually, the principles apply to all those who are serving in church, doesn't it? And there are other conferences available, perhaps, for people who are working in other niche areas. And we need to get behind those too. So thanks for joining us. Basically, the last week in April, first week in May.
Yeah. I think it's worth saying that the invitations have gone out for Thrive. But if you're listening and you haven't got one, or the woman in your church hasn't got one, just get in touch with either myself or the FIC officer. So we can send an invitation.
Church leaders should not wait for the women's worker to come to them and say, is it possible for me to go to Thrive?
They should be saying,
this or something like this. Yeah. Is really important for investing in you, and that's what we should be doing.
So there are events pages on our website with all the details. Rachel is speaking at Ministry Wives. I'm speaking at Thrive. So
it's kind of crossover. Yeah, yeah.
It's a great partnership. Great partnership.
What are you speaking on? Do you know yet?
Yeah, Revelation.
Yep. Top.
And I'm speaking on meeting Jesus. Some of the I am sayings. Yeah.
Brilliant. I love it. I love it a lot. Thank you very much. And we commend them to you. In the show notes, we'll put a link through to the website where the details are, and also a link to the bookings, which are now open. Yeah. So do book.
Wonderful.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This has been Independence. If you've enjoyed this very little quick episode, please do rate and review. It means other people can find us. See you again soon.